Division 6 voters will get a second chance to pick their council representative in a by-election this December. Sturgeon County Council voted on October 28 to hold a by-election for the position of Division 6 councillor December 13. Ronald Shaw won the Division 6 council election on October 18, but resigned from council the day before he was to be sworn in as councillor. In his resignation letter to County Commissioner Regan McCullough, Shaw said he was resigning due to personal reasons, adding, "The timing was just not right." Councils have 120 days within which to hold a by-election after someone resigns from council, Sturgeon County Returning Officer Jesse Sopko told council. County administration recommended that Shaw's seat be filled as soon as possible. Sopko said the by-election would cost about $10,000, some of which would be offset from cash left over from the last election, which was cheaper than projected since three positions were acclaimed. Anyone who was out of the division, working at a poll station, or unable to reach a polling station due to physical disability on election day can apply to vote by mail in this by-election. Applications should be made to Sopko between 8:30 a.m. November 1 and 4:30 p.m. December 10, with all ballots due by December 13 at 4:30 p.m. Sopko said officials will also provide at-home voting assistance on request. Any Canadian 18 years or older who lives in Division 6 on December 13 can vote in the by-election. Sopko said in an email that he will set advance poll dates in the coming weeks. Sopko said in council he is not yet sure if he will use electronic tabulators to count the votes for this by-election, as a hand count might be cheaper. Mayor Alana Natiu noted that this is the county's second by-election in 4 years. The previous one was in 2019 after Division 2 Representative Susan Evans resigned. The nominees are: the first declared candidate of this by-election is Jason Berry, who was Shaw's opponent last election. A 15-year resident of Division 6, Berry is a past president of the CNN Spurs Minor Hockey Association and manager of a construction company. He was the second person to enter the 2021 county electoral race, and said he had done extensive research into being a county councillor. Berry said Division 6 residents had told him to make roads his top priority, if elected. He also hopes to get more trails built in the region. "I think I did all the heavy lifting already, campaign-wise," he said, and he hopes to visit all the homes he couldn't reach during the last campaign. Under the Local Authorities Election Act, anyone who can vote in the Division 6 by-election and is a resident of the division since last May 15, i.e. 6 consecutive months prior to nomination day, can run in the Division 6 by-election unless they are the county's auditor, an active Sturgeon County employee, in debt to the county for more than $50 in taxes or $500 in other debt, or have been convicted of election offenses in Canada in the last 10 years. Nominations for the by-election were open as of 8:30 a.m. October 29 and will close at noon November 15, Sopko said. If no nominations are received by then, provincial law requires Sopko to keep the nomination period open for up to 6 days, after which he will turn the matter over to Municipal Affairs Minister Rick McIver. Councillors Neil Camo and Kristen Toms encouraged residents to call councillors if they have any questions on running for county council. Division 6 residents should direct council-related concerns to Camo and Cowan. Dan DeRuin prior to the by-election.